Sorry for the interruption, but you are listening to WMUC College, WMUC FM College Park. Hi, my name is Andrew, and you're listening to Pop Past and Present on WMUC FM College Park. Now, today I want to talk about the artist Aisha Radhika after she returned from her hiatus during 2018 to 2023. But before we get into it, I'm going to start with the PSA. Today, I'm going to put on the PSA for, I'm going to do the farmer's market because, you know, in spite of the snow, it is warming up.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taws Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
So, last week I got to talk about the artist Aisha Radhika. For those who weren't able to tune in, she is a pop rap electronic artist who started making music in around 2015, 2016, known for her very vulgar, but I think very creative, as well as just incredible production. She developed a really large cult fan base during this time, but in 2018, after getting into an argument with Fan and both leaking personal information about each other, she ended up taking a hiatus from music. Whenever she did leave music in 2018, that was actually around the time that I first learned about her. I remember I was at a friend's house in their basement, they were playing her song Emo Boy, and my mind was blown. So, for the first, 5 years of when I was aware of her, I was kind of listening to any scraps or put on Spotify. During this time, there really weren't that many songs actually on Spotify by her. They'd be put up by random people using her name, then taken back down, and put up and taken back down. However, on other apps, such as TikTok, the sounds and the audios uploaded are much less regulated. So, during this time, a lot of people started to discover her music and realized that it's kind of incredible. A lot of her songs have since become very big on TikTok, and I want to start off our show with what I think is one of the biggest hits, Yummy Righteous Remix.
Thank you.
Before I get into some of the other music that did come out after she returned from her retirement, I want to talk about some other artists that I think were influencing her older music that I just didn't get to talk about last week. I think that the way that she raps, and especially in the last song, kind of the use of like the drums, it really reminds me of Lip Gloss by Lil Mama. I think that a lot of Aisha's music does take inspiration from older, as I said in the past, it's heavily inspired by like Y2K as a concept, and she was doing it before a lot of it caught on during her retirement as well. But I think that Lil Mama does like have a very, you know, Y2K, like, I mean, she's an artist from the 2000s. They all have a Y2K style to them. That's just, I don't know, the youth in me talking, I guess. But I think that Lip Gloss perfectly, like, clearly demonstrates, like, a connection, you know, to Aisha's music, just because both of, like, their, I just think that they, like, have a very similar flow in both Lip Gloss and Yummy. Additionally, another artist I didn't get to talk about that I adore is the band Millionaires. They're a set of girls who made similarly brash and vulgar music to Aisha, and I think is one of the, like, closest comparisons I can think of, with a much more, like, scene-type sound. I wanted to play one of their songs that actually aren't on streaming. I think it was only released onto MySpace, if I'm not mistaken, called Martinis and Mixed Feelings, because I think that it's very similar to some of Aisha's newer music that she's put out, but I'll get into that later. So, next up is, actually, I'm going to start with Martinis and Mixed Feelings by The Millionaires, then Lip Gloss by Lil Mama. We've been drinking tonight, but we're just getting started. And I've got to tell you that we shouldn't be parted. I can already see it, boy, it's gonna be a party. Cause the lights are all off and it's just you and me tonight. It started on the dance floor with the music really loud. Lights are flashing bright as I'm dancing in the crowd. Our lips met and eyes are closed, and this is how our story goes. We've been drinking tonight, but we're just getting started, and I've gotta tell you that we shouldn't be parted. I can already see it, boy, it's gonna be a party, cause the lights are all off and it's just you and me tonight. I'm waiting for you as I'm falling in your arms.
Just getting started, and I gotta tell you. Hello. It's poppin', okay. Poppin', yeah, poppin'. I gotta ask him, cause if I don't, it's poppin', it's I don't know. It's poppin', let's go.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
It's that my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be poppin'. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
It's that my lip gloss is poppin'. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school. Mac, L'Oreal, yep, cause I'm worth it. Up the way I put it on, so perfect. Wipe the corners of my mouth, so I work it. When I walk down the hallway, they can't say nothing. Oh, 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 my lips so luscious. The way I spice it up with the Mac brushes. L'Oreal got them woke watermelon crushes. That's probably the reason all these boys got crushes.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
It's that my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
It's that my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school. When it's time for lunch, my lips still rock. Lil' mama melon with the hot pink top. Cherry, vanilla, flavors is a virtue. They loving lip gloss universal. The boys really like it, the girls don't speak. They rolling their eyes, they lip gloss cheap. It ain't my fault, but I could upgrade. Just show you how to use nice things with nice flavors.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
It's that my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
It's that my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school.
Cause my lip gloss is popping. It's popping. It's popping. It's popping. My lip gloss is popping. It's popping. It's popping. It's popping.
Sitting in the eighth period, thought I was in trouble. Dean called me on the loudspeaker on a double. I stepped in the office like, yes, Miss McClarson. She like, girl, ran out of my lip glossing. Write down where you get yours from, cause I must admit that bubble gum is popping. It's popping. It's popping. She ain't fronting.
And I be loving it. I be loving it. I be using it. I be using it. I be rubbing it. I be rubbing it.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
It's that my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping.
What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know?
It's that my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school.
That was Lip Gloss by Lil Mama. And I actually didn't realize it. For those who are listening, there's a program called Spinatron that I used to like log all my songs. And I was listening to Martinis and Mixed Feelings off of like a SoundCloud download. I think I downloaded it in like 2022, 2023. And the only information I actually have is that it's by Millionaires. But it was uploaded by some dude whose username is just Ryan. But when I was putting it in, I didn't realize it was a collab with S3RL. And I really like S3RL. I low-key only listen to like 4 or 5 songs by him, but I like every song that I do listen to by him. So I think that's beautiful. Anyway, after Aisha did retire, I think that there very much was like this void in like the underground music world for someone who could be as brash as she was, who could like have such like vulgar lyrics, but had such a clear point of view, had such incredible production, and was able to put out so many songs in such a short period of time with such a clear, like, just direction. And I don't think anyone ever did fill that void, but there are many people who did try to. I think that the one artist, though, that I think most people, other than Slater, who did directly work with Aisha, I think the first person who did start to fulfill this role, who was not related to Aisha at all, and I believe started making music because of Aisha, is the artist who used to be a Twitter star and is now pop star Chase Icon. Chase Icon released her debut single, SRS, in early 2021, and I absolutely loved it. It blew my mind. It was, like, such a unique song, and she hasn't released anything like it since, and I would love for her to return to that sound. However, she really started to make a lot of waves online. A lot of her songs, similar to Aisha's, started to get used in, like, TikTok edits, and eventually led to Chase Icon becoming integral to the return of Aisha Erotica. There were some other artists, though, that I don't think are all that good, who were similarly inspired by Aisha Erotica. I wanted to play a song as an example of what a lot of people who tried to emulate her do, but I think really failed at. There's a song called Bimbo Doll by the artist Tila Soli, who only has one song out, and I think is likely someone's side project, and I cannot stand this song, but every time I listen to some playlist that's inspired by artists like Aisha Erotica, this song is almost always on there. I think that it doesn't have the creativity that I believe that a lot of Aisha's music has, though. I'm going to play it so you can judge for yourself, but to me, it just feels much more, like, surface level. It doesn't have, like, the intentional production. It doesn't really have any clever lyrics, and it doesn't really make much of a statement beyond, like, I'm a big pink and dumb girl. Well, I think Aisha's music has a much more, like, deeper meaning behind it. And then there's one final artist. I think they're all right. I think they have good songs, they have bad songs, and so I kind of feel like they're, like, you know, middle of the road. Their name is Barely Human. They're much more inspired by scene music, but also started to put on music in 2021, with a very clear emphasis on, well, not Y2K, more like late 2000s, early 2010s style. And I think that they have a lot of, like, similarities to Aisha's music as well. And again, they make some good songs, and I want to play one of their most popular, Faster and Harder. So, up next is Bubblegum by Chase Icon, Bimbo Doll by Tila Soli, and Faster and Harder by Barely Human. All clean edits.
Heard you want a taste of chase, like a dog on a tree. Turn up the bass, blow up the place, drew up the beat, then I'm popping in your face like bubble gum, I'm popping just like bubble gum, just like bubblegum. Wanna lick it up, cause the cherry's so tasty. Freaky, make him tie me up and taste me. NDA watertight, long as he pays me. A little fame don't faze me. Told that trick, I'm no ways chase, I'm always purging. I love my surgeon. Need a new set and the matter's urgent. How do you want a taste of chase? Like a dog on a tree. Turn up the bass, blow up the place. Chew up the beat, then I'm popping in your face. The way I'm lady like, now I'm grabbing on this mic. Sweeter than a Mike and Ike. You know what I'm popping like. You know what I'm popping like bubble gum, just like bubble gum. Bubble gum, just like bubble gum. Like bubble gum, just like bubble gum. I'm popping just like bubble gum. Like bubble gum, just like bubble gum. Bubble gum, just like bubble gum. Like bubble gum, just like bubble gum. I'm popping just like bubble gum. I'm popping, traffic stopping. Lost count of the clubs we hopping. From the rave to the mall till we dropping. I'm shooting up a night, need to go shopping. I don't pay for shit, that's a sample fact. Come through, better know how to handle that. Drop a name, same way I drop a honey sack. And but this got a bag. How do you want a taste of chase? Like a dog on a tree. Turn up the bass, blow up the place. Chew up the beat, then I pop it in your face. Like, how do you want a taste of chase? Like a dog on a tree. Turn up the bass, blow up the place. Chew up the beat, then I pop it in your face. Like, you know what I'm popping like bubble gum, just like bubble gum. Bubble gum, just like bubble gum. Like bubble gum, just like bubble gum. I'm popping just like bubble gum. Like bubble gum, just like bubble gum. Bubble gum, just like bubble gum. Like bubble gum, just like bubble gum. I'm popping just like bubble gum. Bubble gum, bubble gum. Like bubble gum, 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 bubble gum, bubble gum. Like bubble gum. I'm popping, traffic's popping. I'm popping just like bubble gum. Bubble gum.
So I've talked a lot about, you know, her absence and how these other artists start to come up, but in 2022, Aisha Erotica put out the EP, The Girlfriend Experience, and compared to her last EPs, the production on it, like, it evolved. The song I played by her was one of her newer ones because there's no clean versions of her older music. However, her music used to sound, like, just a little bit, like, a little bit dirtier, like, sonically, not, like, lyrically, it's all been kind of dirty. And that's because there's a new producer who started to produce for her. Back when Aisha first retired, she still produced for a few other artists that I played last week. She used the mononym Miss Cheeseburger. These New Shades Icon songs were also produced by Miss Cheeseburger. People started to realize that Aisha Erotica, while she was retired from making her own music, she started to produce for other artists again. It wasn't until in 2023... Chase Icon started an Instagram Live where she went live with Aisha Erotica. This blew my mind, and I think it blew many others' minds. I didn't realize it, like, when I was talking last week, but as I was, like, reading, like, some more, like, articles about Aisha, she really had no, like, physical presence before her retirement. There were no videos of her longer than, like, a second or two. Only a few pictures, and even then, they were so highly edited that there's no real way to, like, what she looked like back then. She'd never made a music video. She never, like, made a performance. There was no, like, real physical, like, understanding of who Aisha Erotica was before her retirement. So when she came back in this Instagram Live, I think one of the reasons why it blew people's minds is because we've never seen, like an unfiltered, like, raw version of Aisha. In this live, she vowed to return and continue to produce for Chase Icon, as well as start to make her own music. I was, again, just mind blown. All of her music that had been getting put up and taken back down on Spotify was finally up for good. All of her old music was finally available to stream. Many artists who had made collaborations with her had taken their music down, and so they would put that back up because now they could actually, like, give the royalties to the right person. And Aisha vowed to return and finished the album that she'd scrapped called Horny For You right before she retired. However, she also wanted to focus on her own project. Her own project that she was thinking of and spent all this time away called I Dream of Zuzi. Zuzi was like her alter ego that she had come up with while she was in retirement. And a lot of fans did not like receive Zuzi very positively. I actually loved her music as Zuzi. And I think it was such a wonderful progression in her sound. And it showed a lot more depth. While her older music was very much like a character of being Aisha Erotica, Zuzi felt like a more, like, real look at who Aisha truly was deep down. I want to play one of the first songs she released when she returned, called Funeral, that showed this, like, emotional depth that she had. Additionally, I think that her references were starting to kind of branch out from just early 2000s, late 2000s music of that era. One of her fellow up-and-coming rappers, who are also known for having a similarly, like, digital presence, is the rapper Clip. They even have a song together that they made around the time of Aisha's return, but I think that Clip's kind of moodier sound really influenced some of Aisha's newer music. Additionally, the band Black Dresses, in the almost like opposite direction, I think also was very influential to Aisha and her newer sound. I think some of Aisha's older songs can be like a little noisy, but when she returned, she really, and I adore it. I think she maximalized all of her songs. A lot of them sounded a little bit messier, a little bit fuller. And I think Black Dresses, they are a noise pop band. Their music is louder. It's also noisier. I think that also because both artists are transgender, there's kind of like this kind of camaraderie, I suppose, in their music. And I think that in some of Aisha's other songs that I'll start to play later, you'll kind of hear like similar themes of like kind of feeling out of place that Black Dresses feels in their music. So up next is Funeral by Aisha Erotica, Twilight Zone by Clip, and Please Be Nice by Black Dresses.
Sharing your breath, blowing pollen and smoke on the floor. You took a plane to the ocean, and I took a drive with somebody who wasn't right. And I tried to hide in the open, but you declined to even try to find me. No, forget those cigarette kisses on the crown of my head. I tried to stay down, but I felt abandoned. Beats on your hand in my nightmare.
You could say anything that you want. You could say anything that you want to. You could say anything that you want. You get to choose. Choose what matters to you. You could say anything that you want. I could say anything that I want to. You could say anything that you want. It's up to you to choose what's important to you.
But don't be weird, don't be mean. You're on my computer screen. It's my world, it's my life. I'm a person, please be nice.
That really is, that's true. Please be nice, it's really not that hard. After Aisha put out a few singles in 2023 and 2024, people started to get restless. She had both of these albums planned and announced them, but a lot of people reacted very negatively to her Zuzi sound and were telling her to go back to her old sound, go back to her old sound. I think that discouraged her from kind of experimenting with her like Zuzi style, which I find really unfortunate because I really loved it. Eventually, in 2025, there was a period of radio silence from her before a song called Menlo Park was released on YouTube by the YouTube channel Booby Gun called Menlo Park, Prod Irma Sacramento. Immediately, people like, I think it was actually uploaded by a channel called Zuzi, but people kind of recognize this was another pseudonym for Aisha, both Booby Gun and Irma Sacramento. This song was one of her, I think it might be her best song she's ever put out. And unfortunately, I don't think I can, I think I will attempt to play it. I'll just be muting the show a lot. But I think it is easily, like, I think it is her best song she has put out ever. It was a part of this EP she released called My Last Disaster. In My Last Disaster, she details her messy relationship with one of the people who helped her get back into making music again, this rapper called Young. And it details just the ups and downs of, like, how she feels with him and how she wishes things were better. They've been in an on-and-off relationship, I think, up to this day. And I think it was really fascinating how her first full-length project that she released since, like, actually returning was this EP that still is on YouTube only. I think that there's also some other artists that I want to play that I think have been inspired by her sound. As I said, Chase Icon had her music produced by Aisha, but there's another producer named Chicken that I think takes heavy inspiration from Aisha. All the artists he produces for have similar themes to Aisha of raunchy, you know, McBling, like Y2K concepts. And while I don't think any of it does reach the same levels as Aisha's does, a lot of the songs I do quite like, including the song Reality Show by Chase Icon and Miss Madeline. Additionally, I think the most popular transgender artist in, like, contemporary times is the pop singer Kim Petras. I believe she was the second transgender person to win a Grammy, the first one being back in the 70s, and it was just a very monumentous occasion. Kim Petras has explicitly stated that Aisha Ronica is one of her greatest influences in her music. So, next up, I'm going to play Reality Show by Miss Madeline Chase Icon, Feed the Beast by Kim Petras, and then I'm going to find... I think I'm going to play Menlo Park by Aisha Ronica, but I just need to get that set up. So, enjoy!
Coming. around. Oh, I'm dressed up for nothing. Again, just you're in the ground. It's not a let go, and be cool. It's just another week passing me by. And I cry.
I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to rush through because I want to try and get all three of these songs in. But Aisha really has started to influence so much mainstream music. Like I said, I think Kim Petras is the most popular transgender artist out there, but one of the biggest rappers of 2025, Dochi, sampled Aisha Erotica in my favorite song of hers, Alter Ego, featuring JT, who I think JT, she really deserves her flowers. I think she's incredible too. And I think that just goes to show, like, just how big, like, Aisha has gotten, because Alter Ego is a masterpiece. And even though this is gonna be the clean version, so it's gonna be a little quiet, but I just think it's incredible. Additionally, I don't know if we'll get the time to play it in full. However, there's some other smaller artists that also are taking inspiration from Aisha and I think really putting their own spin on it. 6sex is another artist who's been putting out music after Aisha retired, but I think is very clearly inspired by it. Her music is much more neo-preo than, like, Aisha's is, but I think it's really incredible. It's got an awesome, like, house sound to it. And so I'm going to play her song Performance Actitude by her featuring Baby Nido. But if I don't have the time for it, I unfortunately will cut that one short. But anyways, up next is Alter Ego by Dochi featuring JT.
I sit on the corner and shook my, now I'm finna give y'all another hit.
And I just put my drink down.
To the condom slip, who the fuck y'all think run it? Miss she, her black vagina designer, say Gucci Prada print, DOE, I'm a condo rich, big Dolce Diva Donda, Dundada, Tokyo Honda drip. Just tweaking, just geeking, popping Dolce season, new persona, new vagina, push back, but I'm still gonna get that. Labels quaking, just pissed, they mistaken. I'm that wrist, they frozen, cue the Trojans, let's go, I'ma get.
Thank you.
days, unbothered, unwittable. Why bother? I'm that, and you ain't no. I'ma get money type of. If you ain't getting money, don't type me. Crocodile Birkin might bite a. Can't hang with a. If I don't like the. Cause in these, I come through in nippy crickets. I come through in moose be switching. I'm the problem, I'm the villain. I don't see these rich shields throwing dirt on my name and he gon' hit still. Know who to play with. Any these know who to play with.
So to finish out our show, I want to play one of my other favorite songs by Aisha. She put it out last summer and it blew my mind. It was for this pop project she'd been teasing outside of Horny For You or I Dream of Zuzi. I'm just going to call it PC. I can't say the title, but she released it in August and it was one of my favorite projects of last year. So I want to end off with it because I think it's similar to Menlo Park, which is also featured on the album Career High. So to finish off our show, I want to play Star 69 by Aisha Erotica.
We'll be right back. gon' do to me? More than just pillow talking new today. And I don't care if you stay true to me. This shit new to me. Boys like you since I started getting dirty. Come break my ego. You're trying to deny my Leo. Hey, Dion, Dion. Tantito contigo. Love all of my body, boy. Mind just slip it off. Just rip it off. I'm on my time, 69. Just stay up on the line. I'm having every time. But now, boy, you're all mine. Be my time, 69. I know you're in your prime. We can keep it on the line. But now, just...